Call the House Resources meeting back to order. And Mr. Chairman, would you like to call the Fisheries? Mr. Chairman, would you like to call the Fisheries Committee to order?
I'd like to call the House Special Committee on Fisheries to order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And today we are hearing confirmations for the Board of Fish. And let me get my notes here. Just a little behind. So today we have before us Robert Mumford. Nope, wrong one.
Don't go through the whole thing again.
We'll just start over.
Mr. Chairman, we have in front of the Joint Fisheries Committee Claude Vince Webster from King Salmon, as well as Thomas Kluberton.
Okay, and with that, what we'll kind of do the same thing here we did last time, where we will take testimony from the appointees, and then we will go to public testimony. So, Mr. Webster, would you come forward, please? Are you online? Mr. Webster, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mr. Webster. And would you go ahead and start your testimony? Identify yourself for the record, please.
Yes, my name is Claude Vincent Webster. Most people know me as Vince. I live at King Salmon, Alaska, in Bristol Bay. I've been commercial fishing for 26 years. I originally came to King Salmon in 1978 with the Air Force, and I still live here with my wife, Sherry, and I've been reappointed for the Board of Fish, and be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Webster? Mr. Representative Guttenberg.
I just want to make a comment to Mr. Webster. Your resume on one page is delightful. I just want to say that. Just going through this, you know, the way you say it, I just really appreciate it. So that was my comment.
Thank you, Mr. Webster. And I guess the question I ask every appointee is, why do you want to do it?
Well, me, it's a great honor to be considered to be on the Board of Fish. You know, it's one of seven members to look after the, you know, one of the largest mineral resources in the world, let alone the state. I'm just happy that the governor has enough faith in me to reappoint me. So,
thank you. Are there any additional questions for Vince? Hearing and seeing none, Vince. Thank you. You might want to stand by in case something comes up later.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas Kluberton. Are you online or Are you online, Mr. Kluberton?
I'm online from Talkeetna.
Excellent. Would you please state your name and start your testimony, please?
Sure. This is Thomas D. or Tom Kluberton. I'm up in Talkeetna and just been appointed by Governor Parnell to the Board of Fisheries. If there are pending questions, basically my exposure to the Board of Fish process started up over the past few years while I was a assembly member with the Matthew Borough. Bert Menard had asked me if I would bring back together the Matthew Mayor's Blue Ribbon Sportsman Committee, and it seemed those guys had a lot on their mind about fisheries issues, and I got quite involved in the last Cook Inlet in fish cycle back in 2008, I believe. So I was nudged to move forward this time, and much to my liking, the governor felt good about moving my name forward. So I'm happy to be here and answer any questions you've got.
Thank you, Tom. Are there any questions of Tom? Hearing and seeing none, Tom, you should stick around there. You never know what may come up. And with that, we will go to public testimony. And as soon as I get a sheet, we will begin. With that, we will go to Soldotna. Scott Egermeyer, are you there?
Sir.
Scott, if you'd state your name, who you represent, if anyone, and provide your testimony.
Thank you, sir. My name is Scott Egermeyer, representing the Kenai River Professional Guide Association. I want to go on record that we are in support of the governor's appointment.
And I'm assuming that would be both of them?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Anything else, Scott?
No, sir. Thank you.
You, brevity is the key, and you are marvelous. Thank you. Any questions of Scott? Dr. Roland Ma, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Would you please identify yourself, who you represent, if anyone, and provide your testimony?
Hey, my name is Roland Ma. I'm with the United Cook and the Drift Association out of Soldotna.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. We are do not support the appointment of Mr. Thomas G. Culbertson. Board of Fisheries is a, as one of the other candidates said, is a supervises and regulates a multi-billion-dollar industry involving a large part of our economy, multiple species with very large stakeholder sectors. We just believe that his background does not include anything in the biological training area, no practical experience in resource management, and represents a very narrow interest. And we've seen some of his writings and presentations, and I think that is very true. So we have a question about how we will make decisions if he doesn't have the background either professionally or from an experience point of view. We're just concerned about how we make decisions. I would also note that this hearing is very quick. We do have had some time to discuss with him some statewide issues and species management, but we don't have that opportunity, so we don't support him, but we support Mr. Webster.
Thank you. And Dr. Ma, you do have time to continue to talk to him. We will be looking at this as a full vote on April 9th, so I'd encourage you between now and then to communicate with him and then communicate with your legislators, your opposition prior to that. And as we stated earlier, this committee really is just to review the qualifications. Thank you. Is David Goge?
Goja.
Goja. I apologize. David, would you please state your name and provide your testimony, please?
Okay. I'm Dave Goja, president of Keene River Professional Guide Association, and I, too, would like to support the governor's appointees and the reappointee of Mr. Webster.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Goge? Hearing and seeing none, I appreciate your testimony. And also in Kenai, we have Reuben Hankey. Reuben, are you available? Mr. Hankey.
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yes, we do. Would you please state your name, who you represent, if anyone, and provide your testimony, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Reuben Hankey. I am representing Kenai River Sport Fishing Association today. I would like to speak in favor of both appointees today, Mr. Webster and Mr. Culbertson. We've spent the last 3 years working with Mr. Webster all across the state, and he's shown a great vast knowledge of fisheries across the state. He's been easy to work with, very approachable, and we believe that he's a great addition and also a continuing member of the board. Mr. Culbertson, we've had the opportunity to work with him a couple of years ago at the Upper Cook Inlet board meeting, and he came in, he gave good testimony, he worked with board members and the public very well, and we believe that he's going to be an excellent addition to the Board of Fisheries. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Hankey? I'm going to brutalize this one. Andy Snisky? Snizny?
It's Sesney.
Sesney.
Just like it's spelled.
Yeah. Andy, as you're aware, there's only one valve in your name.
Glad you mentioned that.
Thank you, Andy. If you'd go ahead and provide your testimony, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm in favor of Vince Webster and Tom Kluver, confirmation to the board. I've had the opportunity to work with Vince, and he's very knowledgeable and fair-minded in all aspects of the Alaska fishery. And I think Tom Kluverton would be a great addition. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions of Andy? And I'm going to try your last name again. Anyone else online to testify?
Chair, we have one more here at Kenai LO.
Okay, and Kenai, if you would make sure that we identify that person, the proper spelling and everything, so our records can be accurate, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, my name is David Martin from Clam Gulch. I represent myself today.
Thank you, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been in support of Mr. Webster. He's been on the board there. And but I question and don't support Mr. Culbertson be appointed to the Board of Fish. I know he's sitting on the Blue Ribbon Committee, and I've seen proposals and publications come out of that committee, which are not based on the best science available, nor the scientific data from ADF&G. And the Board of Fish is more than just a Cook Inlet board. It's a board representing the thousands of people that work in the fishing industry throughout the state. It's the number one job supplier of the state. And we need to follow the national standards and manage under the biological aspect of it, not the allocation. There's been a lot of failures in the allocation aspect of it, not only in this state but other states. And with the pre-existing signatures of Mr. Culbertson on some of these papers, I don't think he'd be the best qualified person to represent and make regulations for the fisheries based on the best science and ADF&G data available. And this state should strive to put people in that position that will follow these guidelines. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. We also have John Blair off net. John, are you available?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
If you'd go ahead and state your name and who you represent, if anyone, and proceed with your testimony, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm John Blair, Executive Director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, SEAGO, located in Sitka. We represent sport fishing, charter operators, lodge owners, and our angler clients throughout the region. And today I'd like to speak in support of both Mr. Webster and Mr. Kluberton's candidacy. First, Mr. Webster. I've had multiple opportunities to observe Mr. Webster's leadership at the Board of Fisheries meetings over the last 2 years and find him to be a very valuable and capable member for the following reasons. First, he understands the significance of the decisions made by the Board, and he makes a concentrated effort to be well-informed on the various proposals, including his own personal research and analysis beyond that provided by staff. He's a full-time fisherman, and he knows his stuff. Number two, during public testimony and committee discussions, he makes an extra effort of public outreach to understand differing points of view. He makes a point to be accessible to all parties, which is a key component of the Board of Fisheries process, and he should be commended for those efforts. And finally, since he assumed the chairman's position on the board this past fall, Mr. Webster's leadership has directly resulted in moving the Board of Fisheries process to a whole new level of professionalism and fairness. Mr. Webster runs a tight ship, and no pun intended, and it shows. And so I strongly encourage you to vote in favor of his confirmation. Next, Mr. Kluberton. First, he's knowledgeable on fishing-related matters, having served on numerous boards and commissions, including chair of the Mat-Su Blue Ribbon Fisheries Committee. Second, because he's a businessman, he understands both the importance and the impact of the regulations for the $5 billion industry that he would be overseeing. He understands fisheries and the Board of Fisheries process in Cook Inlet and elsewhere in the state. And third, he has both the time and the ability to process large volumes of information and of data, and we can all speak to what that entails when you're dealing with the Board of Fisheries, and a willingness to contribute to building consensus approach to the complex conservation allocation and sustainability requirements of fisheries management within the state. So I would encourage you to support his nomination as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any questions? Appreciate it. Virgil Umpenor, and I... Umpenor. Okay. I apologize. Virgil, are you available?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm available. I'm here to support the confirmation of both candidates. I've known Vince Webster since I was on the Board of Fisheries, and he was chairman of the Naknak Kujak Advisory Committee in Bristol Bay. That's 17 years ago. Vince, I'm not going to try to say a whole lot about him, except that it's already been said by previous speakers. I would say that Vince is an individual that understands terminal fisheries, and I believe Mr. Culbertson is as well, unlike many of the blue water commercial fishermen that get on the board that do not understand commercial fisheries, the terminal users, where the fish come from. And to the people in the interior, that is extremely important to us, because the fish that we harvest, if they're on the Yukon, they swim between 700 and 900 miles up the river. And then, of course, the Copper River fishery at Chipnut is very important to the people in the interior. There's an average of over 8,000 fishermen go down there to personally use dip net. I'm unhappy with the board's decision they made recently, but you can't be happy with every decision they made. I know that from having spent 8 years on the board myself. But I wholeheartedly support Vince, and I think he's doing a good job, and he's going to do a good job of representing the state as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Is there anyone else online to testify? Hearing none, is there anyone in the room who'd like to testify?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Do we have anyone here from the governor's office who could speak to the one seat that we aren't considering today that's vacant? And I think over the process of time, probably vacant for upwards of 2 years, assuming we don't get a name between the joint session on April 9th.
the answer to that question is a maybe.
We call Mr. Marcotte to the table.
Mr. Marcotte, you certainly may, Mr. Chairman.
He's grinning widely because he I don't think he expected to come to the table. But
Mr. Chairman, I know that if he's here, he expected to come to the table. Thank you, Mr. Marcotte. Please identify yourself for the record. And
okay. My name is Jim Marcotte. I'm the Board of Fisheries Executive Director. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Edgman. I was hesitating, obviously, because I'm not here to represent the governor's office on the appointments. That's strictly the role of the governor's office, and then our role in the board support section at Fish and Game is we work with the board members that are appointed and that get through the confirmation process and all. But to just clarify the mechanics on that, there is a vacant seat on the board. It was last held by Janet Woods from Fairbanks. Ms. Woods resigned from that position due to workload and family commitments. I don't know the exact date offhand, but it was a couple of weeks ago. And the governor's office is working on a selection for a person to replace that or to fill that position.
So,
Mr. Edgman?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Marcotte, that seat, in effect, if I go back in a time, will have... been in place about legislative confirmation or that board member for assuming that we don't get a name from the governor's office by this Friday, and it would seem highly unlikely that we would. But that that member would be unconfirmed for almost 2 years. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or that seat held by the two names?
Right. To the chair, Representative Edgman. Correct. Assuming that the name comes late or after this legislative session, that person would serve on the board with the full rights and responsibilities as a board member, but they would not be confirmed. And then they would be subject to confirmation when the legislature reconvenes, presumably next January. That was the case this past year for Ms. Woods. She served as a full active board member, all the same rights and responsibilities, just had not, timing-wise, that we hadn't gotten around to the legislative confirmation step for that. Previously, that seat was held by Bonnie Williams from Fairbanks, and so she had been confirmed. So that's... That wouldn't be the case.
Representative Edgman?
As a follow-up, what the meeting schedule between now and next April, assuming it's April 1, we would go through 2011 joint session and the confirmation hearings, but what meetings are we looking at in terms of major cycles, and cook inlet up, for example, and so forth?
Correct. Through the chair, Representative Edgman, next year the board has a work session in October, and then in November, I believe, it has a lower cook inlet finfish meeting scheduled for Homer. That's 4 or 5 days. And then in January, the board goes to Kodiak. That's January of 2011, and deals with Kodiak finfish meetings or finfish topics. Then in early February, there's a Chignik finfish meeting, and then in late February and early March, the board deals with Upper Cook Inlet. And then in sometime later in March, they deal with King and Tanner crab statewide.
Representative Edgman.
So this unappointed board member would have the opportunity to sit through the Upper Cook Inlet and the Lower Cook Inlet board meetings before being confirmed, but then ostensibly go before the legislature in April to be confirmed. Is that correct?
Correct.
Any additional questions? Thank you. And we're steering a little bit from the confirmation of the two people before us, but I appreciate we do have some
thank
time
you for that,
and the latitude. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to note for the public that, at least myself, we have received no written testimony or comments on either one of these appointees. I don't know if anyone else has, but if there is information that people would like to submit to us, we will, again, as you stated, it would be April 9th when we're considering these appointments, but if they have information they'd like to submit, they can do it in writing, and I presume that even though if they submit it to either committee, the committees would distribute those to the members.
Certainly, Representative Seaton, and I commit, and I don't want to speak for the chair of fisheries, but anything that comes out, the full body will get, anything that comes to our committee, the full body will get in the packet for confirmations, along with the other things that we've dealt with earlier today, so we will get that to everyone involved. Before we go too far down the road, I want to make sure there's no one else online and no one else in the room to testify. So with that, I'm getting a nod over there. So with that, we will close public testimony. Public testimony is closed. And we do have just a little bit of time. Do Mr. Kluberton Mr. Webster, do either of you have anything to add? It seems to be pretty good recommendations with a few exceptions. Do either of you have anything to add before we move on? And I'll start with you, Mr. Webster. Do you have anything you'd like to add before we close?
No, I think the last 3 years serving on the board, just everybody has had a chance to see me in operation, whereas a new appointee, you don't know where they may be coming from. So I don't really have anything to add.
Thank you, and Mr. Kluberton, thank you for your service of all the boards and commissions that I would run from. you're chairman of the first one, and Representative Edgman, do you want me to take a wrap up from?
I wanted to ask each one of them a quick question, if
could
please.
Stand by, Mr. Kluberton, and we have a question from the chair of fisheries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to, for the record, ask both Vince and Tom their feelings on the Board of Fisheries traveling out to the various regions and holding the meetings in the locale that's under consideration, for example, Kodiak or the Cook Inlet, Petersburg, Cordova, Bristol Bay, and so on and so forth. But if we could get that addressed on the record from both those, please.
Certainly. And Mr. Webster, we would start with you again if we could.
Could you repeat the question? You were breaking up.
Vince, this is Bryce Edgman. I was just asking for both you and Tom to speak to having the Board of Fish travel out to the outlying areas for the various cycle meetings, and what your position is on having the board go out to Bristol Bay, for example, or Kodiak when the time comes up.
Oh, I think that's essential. Of course, monetary finances, dictate a little bit, but for sure, if the budget will allow it, that allows people to participate that live in the area that can never get into metropolitan areas. And it won't deter the professional lodges from coming out to the area. But, you know, for individuals to attend, it's a large burden on them. So I've always supported having meetings in the local areas and will continue to.
Thank you. Mr. Kluberton, would you like to respond to that as well?
Yes, please. Last October, I ended a three-year term on the Matsu Borough Assembly. My district was the northern end of the borough up here. I'm in Talkeetna, and the borough meets down in Palmer. It's a 75-80-mile trip from Talkeetna to Palmer, and every time the assembly would find their way up here, it was a very rewarding experience. There's no question that it really helped bring the local public out. Individuals in that area can have a much better access to a board or a body that has some governance over them, and it's a fantastic thing. I would fully support the board going out to those areas, just like I was pleased every time the assembly came up to my district to meet. I found people from here just won't make that drive. It's an hour and a half, and often in bad weather and difficult roads, so I'm sure it's even way compounded beyond that by the time you get to Dillingham or Kodiak. So absolutely, I'd be happy with making the trip out whenever possible.
Thank you, Mr. Kruger. Representative Edgman, a follow-up.
Thank you, please. Mr. Chairman. No follow-up.
Thank you. Mr. Kluberton, I just want to give you a chance to wrap up if you would like.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I think there was one erroneous comment made, that being that I am no longer associated with the Matthew Blue Ribbon Sportsman's Committee. When I left the assembly in October, I set that position aside, and I believe at this point Bruce Knowles is taking that role on. So, well, that's where my roots lie. I would like very much for the legislature and, you know, all aspects of the fishing community, commercial, subsistence, and otherwise, to realize that, you know, I am really not a slanted person. My perspective has its roots in the Sportsman's Committee, but I feel as though that just gave me an insight to the board process, the board regulations, how the board operates, and, you know, just like I had to do when I was on the assembly, I represented one district out of seven. Once you walk into that meeting, you represent the entire borough in most decisions you make. You're working for all the population, and you've just got to set what your background is aside and make the best decision for it all. I think that's very important in this scenario, and something I would absolutely pledge to adhere to. I would look gratefully forward to learning from the commercial guys more about their situation, and I'm sure anyone who saw letters with my name on them saw letters that were written by the group that I represented, and as chair, it happened to be my name that went on them. So it doesn't mean that that's the limit of my purview or my perspective. It's just where I came from, and I would look at everything with a statewide perspective. So I appreciate the opportunity to be on the board, would do my absolute best to represent all constituencies. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kluberton, and I'd like to thank both of you guys for your service. Like I said earlier, this is one board I'd run from. With that, I do want to point out that we are here to just review the qualifications. If we wanted to, we couldn't stop one of these nominees from going forward. I encourage everyone who has concerns or positives about either of these members to forward it to every legislator. We will be reviewing this in a joint session on April 9th. With that, is there anything else you'd like to talk about these two appointees? Representative Edgman, could I get you to move those? And before you do, we are going to do one motion, both committees, so that everyone's clear. So if anyone has a problem with that, speak now. We can do it separately in the interest of time. And I would like to thank the co-chair of Fisheries for allowing us to do this jointly in a short session when we can knock this stuff out instead of having a separate meeting. I think it helps all concerned, so thank you, Representative Edgman. And with that,
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of both the House Resources Committee and the Special Committee on Fisheries, I move to recommend that the name of Vince Webster be forwarded to a joint session for consideration for reappointment to the Alaska Board of Fisheries. And I also move to recommend that the name of Thomas Kluberton be forwarded to a joint session for consideration of appointment to the Alaska Board of Fisheries.
Are there any objections to that? Hearing and seeing none, any discussion? Those two appointments will be forwarded to a joint session. Is there any other business to come before the Resources Committee? Hearing and seeing none, the Resources Committee is adjourned.
Not seeing.
Thanks, everybody.